Part 5. The Wife of Bath's Tale.
A long time ago, when King Arthur ruled the land, there was a great knight who loved all the pleasures of life. But one day, a lady of the court told the king that the knight had attacked her. Arthur was very angry and said that the knight must die.
Cut off his head!
But the queen and her ladies asked Arthur to give the knight to them for punishment. To please his queen, Arthur agreed. The queen sent for the knight. "I and my ladies have the power to let you live or die," she said. "You will live only if you can answer this question. What is it that women most desire? If you cannot tell us at this moment, you may go away for a year and a day to find the answer. But if you return without the answer, remember this, the axe is sharp." The knight was very unhappy, but he had no choice. He said goodbye to the queen and rode away. He travelled through the whole country, from coast to coast, looking for the answer. He knocked on every door.
"What is it that women most desire?"
he asked, but he could not find two people who agreed.
"Women want to be rich."
"No, they want a good reputation."
"No, they want pleasure."
"They want fine clothes."
"They want a life of love with many husbands."
"Women want to be spoilt and flattered."
"Women want freedom with nobody to criticise them."
"Women want people to say that they can keep a secret."
"That is nonsense, of course. No woman can keep a secret. Do you remember the ancient tale of King Midas? Midas grew a splendid pair of donkey's ears under his long hair. Nobody knew except his wife. Midas loved her and made her promise that she wouldn't tell anyone about his ears. Of course she promised, but because she was a woman, it was difficult to keep the secret. It wanted to fly out of her mouth.
I must tell somebody, she thought. So she ran down to the lake, her heart on fire. She lay down among the river grasses and whispered the secret to the water.
My husband has a pair of donkey's ears.
The wind spread the secret through the whole country. We women are all like that. Well, the knight realised that he would never find the answer. He felt sad and hopeless. The year had finished, and this was the day when he had to return to the queen. As he was riding sadly back to the court through the forest, he suddenly saw 24 beautiful women dancing on the green grass.
"Perhaps they know the answer,"
he thought. He approached them, but as he did so, they vanished from his sight. It had been a magic vision. Remember that in the days of King Arthur, there were still fairies in the world. There was no living thing in the forest except an old woman sitting on the grass where they had danced. She was the ugliest, most horrible creature he had ever seen. This ugly hag stood up and said,
"Sir Knight, there is no path here. Tell me, what are you looking for? Perhaps I can help. We old people know many things."
"Old lady, I will die today unless I can answer this question. What is it that women most desire? If you can tell me, I'll pay you well."
"Give me your hand," said the hag. "Promise me that if I give you the true answer, you will do anything that I ask."
"I promise,"
agreed the knight.
"Then your life is safe. The queen herself will agree with my answer. The proudest lady that ever wore beautiful clothes will admit that I am right. Let me teach you the answer."
And the old woman whispered in his ear, When they came to the Queen's court, the knight said,
I am ready to give my answer.
The Queen and all her ladies were there. There were single women and wives and many widows who were the wisest of all. The knight was the only man surrounded by women. Speak, said the Queen, who sat like a judge. Silence, everyone. Listen to the knight. The knight spoke loudly so that all the ladies could hear.
My sweet queen,
he said,
women desire to have power over their husbands. This is your greatest desire. Kill me if you like, but this is the true answer.
There was no woman in the court, not a girl or a wife or a widow who disagreed with him. You may keep your life, said the queen. At that moment, the old hag jumped up and spoke.
Oh, powerful queen, she said, before you go, give me justice. I taught the knight how to answer. In return, he said that he would do whatever I asked him. Therefore, before this court, I ask you, Sir Knight, to marry me. I have saved your life. Now do this for me.
The knight answered unhappily.
I know that I promised you this, but please change your request. I will give you everything I have, but let my body be mine.
No, I am ugly and old and poor, but I do not want gold or land or luxuries. I want to be your wife, and more than that, I want to be your love.
My love? That is impossible.
But the knight could not escape. He married the hag secretly next day and hid himself for the rest of the day. There was no dancing, no singing, or eating and drinking at their wedding. That night he lay in bed with her. He turned to and fro like someone with a bad dream, keeping as far away from her as possible. His old wife lay there smiling.
Dear husband, does every one of King Arthur's knights behave like this with his bride? I am your own sweet wife. I have saved your life. I have never done anything bad to you. Why do you behave like this on our first night together? Tell me the problem, and I will make it right.
Make it right? No, impossible. You are so ugly, so old, and you come from such a low family that I don't want to be near you.
Is that all? If you treat me well, I can make this right in 3 short days. But why do you worry about my family? Don't you know that true gentlewomen and true gentlemen are the ones who do good things? Lords and ladies can become thieves and murderers and cheats. But a poor man or woman can be a true gentle person if he or she loves God and other human beings. Then you say that I am poor. There is nothing wrong in that. Jesus himself chose to live as a poor man. I think that the poor man is rich even if he has no shirt. The poor man can always find a song to sing. He is not afraid of thieves. He loves God. He knows that his friends love him for himself and not for his money. It is good to be poor, I think. Lastly, you said that I am old and ugly. But you know that all the best writers tell us to respect old people. And if I'm ugly, you needn't be afraid that I will cheat you with another man. But I know what men like. I will give you great pleasure. Now, choose one of these 2 things. You can have me old and ugly until I die. I will be a true wife to you and never upset you as long as I live. Or you can have me young and beautiful. But then men will visit your house while you are away because I am so beautiful.
Now choose. Which do you want? The knight thought about this for a long time. It made him very unhappy. At last he spoke.
My lady and my love, my darling wife, I put myself in your power. Choose yourself. You're wise enough to know which way is the best for you and for me. I don't care what you decide. If you are pleased, then I am also happy.
Are you really giving me the power to choose? Will you do as I say?
Yes, wife. It is best.
Then kiss me. We'll stop being angry with each other. I'll be both things to you. I mean that I'll be young and beautiful, but also a true wife. I'll be the best wife that anyone has ever had in the history of the world. If tomorrow, when the sun is shining, I am not as beautiful as any queen in the east or west, then kill me if you like. Take the curtain from the window. It is morning already, husband. Look at me.
When the knight looked at her, he saw that she really was young and beautiful. He caught her in his arms and gave her 1,000 kisses. She did everything she could to please him. So they lived in perfect joy. Please, God, send all of us women young, strong, handsome husbands who will do anything for our love. And if any men won't give women what they most desire, the power over their husbands, let God strike them dead.